Andre, welcome to the debrief. First of all, congratulations on an outstanding run on Saturday in New Zealand. That was really brilliant.
Yeah, thanks. It was something that I feel like it was a blur, and I almost don't know what to say. I've said, so many people said well done and stuff, and it was just such amazing experience. It's like I've sat down here again after the weekend and watched parts of it again, and just still can hardly believe that it happened. It's it was an incredible day for us and the team.
I think the really special part about it for you, which we discussed on the weekend when I saw you several times, is being able to flip it around because for the event at the Grand Prix, it was tough for you guys, not just for you, but for the entire team. And that makes you search your soul, doesn't it? You wonder whether you're brushing your teeth the right way and whether you're combing your hair because everybody starts to pick at all the little details. So to be able to put it back together and remind yourself that you can drive is always nice.
Yeah, 100%. It's like anything in life when things aren't going right, whether you're in a normal day-to-day business or what, people start looking at where the weak points are. You start looking at everything you're doing, and it's a hard time and an awkward time. And motorsport's hard like that because it's not, if I was a runner, I could just go train more and within reason get a better result through that training, through that effort. But motorsport is one of the fickle games where you actually put the most amount of effort in and go really bad. So it's a people game. It's so many facets. And when one of those things is out, which it was the last couple of rounds, you're searching. But glad to be somewhat back. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're heading in the right direction.
I think the impressive aspect for everybody observing was pressure that was on you from Chaz, and it was race long. I think from memory, I don't have the results in front of me, but it was the best part of an hour and three quarters of racing in varied and very tough conditions. I mean, you probably did make 400 mistakes that you know about that we didn't get to see, but from our side, it looked like it was a mistake-free run and you withstood the blowtorch, and that's never easy in this business.
Yeah, I think for me it was one of my best drives, and Brad was pretty chuffed about it and said it was one of the best he's seen for a long time. But yeah, it was interesting for me. Obviously, in New Zealand it rains a lot, so nothing I wasn't I hadn't seen before, and I thought it was quite funny in some ways. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's so wet." And I'm thinking, oh, will it race go ahead, whatever. I'm like, oh, come on, this is just like another day in Taupo in the racetrack. So it was quite sort of ironic and funny that I ended up winning that race, and it was just like, another gloomy day, like so many days you spend in New Zealand at the track and it's like that. So it was pretty funny, but for sure the racing was quite difficult and how it kept changing. And with that new wet tire, what was quite interesting was the deg we had on the wet tire. So especially as it started to dry up a little bit, we saw obviously the blocks go down low and you could really feel it. And then it started raining again. So it was all about timing too and strategy. You didn't want to be caught on the wrong tire at the wrong time. But yeah, it was very challenging. And I found myself, I think I'm sort of at that point of being so experienced that it wasn't too, didn't faze me too much, but you're still balancing that balance of how hard do I push to extend the lead or maintain my lead versus, not making a mistake, and especially in those conditions. So it was a bit of a mental battle, especially towards the end.
Our special guest is Andre Heimgartner, who drives the R&J Batteries Chef Camaro for Brad Jones Racing. If you have to pluck a race out of the sky and win the damn thing, and you're a Kiwi, you want to win it in New Zealand. So I'm sure that the number of people that came up to you at the racetrack, at the hotel, at the airport, and back on this side of the ditch was pretty special, mate.
Yeah, it was incredible. I think for me, it was one of those ones that, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's like a Greg Murphy in New Zealand thing. Thank God I've been able to find something at the right time. The last two visits that we've been to New Zealand, the last time was the last time at Pukekohe, which was that track was incredibly special to me. And I managed to get two podiums out of it, which was, pretty crazy. And then we come here, we're not in good form. But again, to a track where I has a lot of meaning for me. I spent a lot of time in Taupo as a kid. We had a family house. I remember when the track was much smaller before it expanded. I used to ride quad bikes out the back while my dad was racing around in a Holden Commodore. So yeah, definitely very special memories. And it even is more special with the amount of New Zealand talent we have at the moment. It's when it was Scotty and Shane, I was hard up against it to try and get some love. And then they started going, and I thought, oh, bloody awesome. I'll be the main one here. And then, you have these fast guys and really good teams like Matt Payne, Richie Stanaway, Brian Wood. And it's I thought, shit, here, I'm gonna, go into the, get forgotten about if I don't pull something out of my bum here, and then I go win that first race. So yeah, on so many levels it was special. And again, we came so close to the Jason Richards Trophy. One spot would have sealed it, and we were third at Pukekohe the last time we raced there for that trophy too. So I'd love to find some of that magic we find in New Zealand for the rest of the
90.
rounds. But
No, it was
yeah,
excellent. Hey,
it's
mate,
awesome.
when you got back out onto the racetrack then on Sunday, early in the day, there was still a little bit of patchy wet around and then it was dry. It was evident that it wasn't just speed that you made in the wet conditions. You clearly made a step forward for the dry stuff as well. Wasn't quite peak of power, peak of class, but it wasn't far from it.
Yeah, I think our race pace, was a welcome return as far as that goes. That was our strength last year, really. We qualified average, I think, of 12th, and I would have finished fifth in the championship if we didn't blow the engine up at Bathurst. So that sort of gives the idea of how much we made up in the races. And then again, yesterday, the same old thing. We need to qualify better, really, to be fighting for the wins. And I think, our race car is good enough to be up there and putting ourselves in those positions. It's just the qualifying, which is a really a hampering thing at the moment. So yeah, it's something we're working at as a group. We're head scratching. We might go back to QR to test and a few other things, but yeah, it's heading in the right direction. I think we really had a good injection of, motivation at the right time. So we'll see what the rest of the year happens. And you go from 18th. I was an 18th in the championship before last round, and now I'm eighth. So it's like, oh, all of a sudden, I feel so bad. But before that, you were keeping me away from, sharp knives and high ledges.
Well, I joked in the broadcast on the weekend about you jumping and on the bungee jump. So,
Yeah, I did see that.
yeah, no, it was epic performance, mate. And that test that you referred to at Queensland Raceway, clearly the laps that Jackson got were beneficial for you.
Yeah, it's been good. Jackson's been a great addition to the team. I think his experience and things obviously helps, and his feedback's great. And Brad's taken a bit more of a forward role, which is awesome. And then he gets so busy, as you do running your team and doing the commercial thing. It's actually been really good having him more involved in the technical side, or believe it or not, Neil.
I don't believe it.
But having him more, involved in things and using his experience and even just his direction and where he thinks we should go and stuff, it's been quite good. And, even just morale-ing the troops together, okay, stuff it, like, this isn't working, we're going in this direction and getting us all together. It's been really good. So, like all things in life, I think some positives will come out of it.
Excellent. Now, you're living in Perth, which you and I have spoken about
Yeah.
privately, but let's share it with supercar fans. So, mate, that is a gigantic jump from one side of the planet to the other, effectively from New Zealand time zone to the Australian Western time zone. That's, how's your sleep going?
Yeah, it's actually, this is the only time I've really struggled. I was in New Zealand about four times the start of the year doing promotional things, doing some laps around Taupo, and I didn't really feel it at all. But I took my daughter and my partner with me this time, and unfortunately, I think babies feel it a bit more than us. So this morning I was up at 2:30, and once your baby's up, you're
That's
up
it.
no matter what. So yeah, we're slowly creeping towards the Perth time zone. But look, it's really good for us. We have great family here, and with supercars being, traveling so much, it's quite hard to, on my partner and everything. So it's actually quite nice to have somewhere, that you've got some people to help you.
Swings and roundabouts, it'll be a really short commute to work next time out.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the only thing now is I've got two home rounds, so you sort of get roped into all the Perth stuff now, as well as the New Zealand stuff. So it's a busy couple of months for me.
That's good. Well, look, on behalf of everybody that was watching last weekend and all your friends and fans, congratulations once again. It was an outstanding run. Nice to see another winner in the victory circle again for 2024 for Pirtek Victory Lane. And I think there were plenty of people applauding, a lot of noise being made by the Kiwis. So it was really cool.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was something when I was doing the burnout in front of the crowd, I could actually hear the crowd over the cars. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. Hopefully we don't have to wait as long next time for a win. I think it was a couple or 3 years for me and four for Brad. So hopefully we can shorten that up.
All right, congratulations once again. I look forward to seeing you in Perth.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, Andre.